Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And in this episode, I'll be talking about the process of reading on a screen and about different ways to think about it. Primarily, I'll be talking about two ways, modularity versus linearity, linearity versus modularity. So, once again, welcome back to Leighton Branding, everybody. So let's get started. First, I want to define the two terms going to be using and drawing upon quite a bit in this episode, linearity and modularity. So let me define them very briefly. Linear means in a straight order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Modularity means in segmented factions, segmented fractions. So you might go 1, 2, 3, 4, but you also can split those up and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 3, 2, 4, 5. In other words, you don't have to go in order of the components that you have. And the easiest way for me to think about this is that you read a book linearly, and we oftentimes read newspapers modularly. Some people like to call this sort of linear versus nonlinear. I think modular better captures the sense in which we read on a screen and on the internet, we read content rather than, I think nonlinear sometimes invokes the process of going over things again and again. So instead of going 1, 3, 4, 4, 2, 5, you might go 1, 2, 4, 4, 5, 3, etc. Anyways, I don't want to get you too lost in those numbers there. Anyways, so the reason why I'm using these two terms is because I think in order to produce good content, you need to think about how your readers, the actual people, are going to process the order of your content. So how do you want your readers to process it? Do you want them to go in order, linear, or are you okay with them reading your website modularly? And so that's the first step, is you want to think about the goal that you have for how your readers are going to process your website. So for the big tip here and takeaway is, first construct how you want your readers to process your website, linearly or modularly. The second step, the second process in this, is then trying to figure out not how you want your audience to read your site or to read your app, but also how your audience actually is reading it. So this includes, do you actually want your audience to read it modularly? And then are they in fact reading it modularly, or vice versa? Usually audiences tend to read a site modularly when the creators want them to read it linearly. Not too many times have I seen it where the audience is reading it linearly and the creators want them to read it differently. So, I mean, again, it's something that comes up occasionally, but not very much. Most of the time, the audience is reading your content modularly, and you want to figure out how to move them back to linear. Okay, so now that I briefly set that up, right? How do you want your audience to read your site? And then how is your audience actually reading your site? Those are the two main questions about trying to understand how your audience is going to read your site. Now, let's move on to sort of the more in-depth kind of things you want to consider after you figure this out. All right. First, you want to decide on your content delivery mechanism and the dates by which you deliver your content. So, are you going to have all of your content time-stamped with the date? Not necessarily the time of day, but the date is always good. If you do this, you're probably going to end up having to revisit your content again and again and again. Instead, if you want your audience to read it modularly, you might want to remove the timestamp, the date at which you publish, so that you can keep recycling that article. That gives you a more modular read, whereas if you keep the timestamps, it gives your audience a more linear read, or it encourages your audience to at least discard the older kinds of content and look for the newer ones. The second tip, or at least piece of advice I can offer you, is the level to which you hyperlink to other content, especially the extent to which you hyperlink to your own content. So if you don't hyperlink to your content, you're generally producing a linear kind of read. the more links you include in each of your articles, in each of your pieces, the more modular the read gets, and the bigger your bounce rate. When bounce rate is basically when people click on something, read a little segment of it, and then bounce away. Sort of think about it like a bouncy ball, right? You're bouncing off of the content. It'll increase your bounce rate. Now, the one piece of advice that I would give here is that it's not just about the number of hyperlinks, and most people will tell you this, that the more you increase your hyperlinks, you increase your bounce rate. You also increase people clicking and moving around in the ecosystem of your website or app or whatever it happens to be. I would also argue that it depends on where you put the hyperlink. That arrangement of content is important. So if you don't include any hyperlinks then throughout the article and then include a hyperlink at the very end, you're generally encouraging, in my view, a linear type of read. Because what you're doing is you're encouraging people to go through, and then at the very end, they're introduced to a new piece of content or whatever it happens to be. Now, there are some people who might disagree with me there, but it really depends on where you're putting the hyperlink. So, I mean, one strong piece of advice I give all of my students and anybody I consult with is avoid putting a hyperlink in the first two paragraphs. It's a good rule just to sort of obey. And I almost never include any hyperlinks in the first paragraph, but try to stay away from links in the first two. It's good advice. My next piece of advice might be a little odd considering it's trying to encourage a modular style of read. But what I would recommend when you're going about trying to sort of segment all of your different kinds of content is that all of the titles need to create the modular style of read. And so I have no problem when people want to do a modular type of read across several pieces and make the title reflect that. Maybe a part one, part two, part three. A series is always good. But also you want to think not just in terms of the paragraphs and the whole pieces, but also how the titles encourage a modular type of read. So maybe, people don't necessarily need to read all of the pieces in order. And so the important thing here is to know and organize your content in the future so that when you end up getting to piece 14. Piece 14 can be read out of order. Piece 14 can be read first. And this is important, not necessarily for people who are at the very beginning of creating content and content creators, but sort of when you move from being an intermediate content creator a beginner content creator to an intermediate content creator, you end up having a giant backlog and actually a beautiful archive of older material that sometimes needs to be updated, that needs to be go back and rewritten, revised, maybe recast or, respoken if you're doing a podcast, because all of the pieces sort of need to be readable in any order. I always think about it like a giant puzzle piece, but that any puzzle piece can be used first and doesn't even matter what order the puzzle pieces go in. And so if you want to go for the modular style of read, you need to remember that it's very important for those titles that people can read them in any order. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is the reading path that you need to think about that your readers will take. So what do I mean by reading path? Think here about an algorithmic step-by-step kind of pathway, whether it's with links, whether it's just a tree diagram, but you want to think about and sketch out the reading path that your users will follow through as they employ your website or app. Now, we actually do this a lot when we're storyboarding, but we don't do it, we don't do it very much when we're actually after the point of creating content and maybe trying to rework that path. So as we're creating a website or creating an app, we often storyboard and mock up the website so that we know user navigation. But what we don't end up doing is we won't end up thinking about the actual reading path that users will take. And even further, we don't think about how to revise the reading path after the content has been created, oftentimes because we don't revisit content. And so the large takeaway point, the more generalizable point I want to make here is that we need to work on revisiting website content and app content, not just in terms of revising it to make it better, but also revising it in the shape of what content has come since it was originally created, and how does the reading path that users employ need to be revised. So I like to think of here of the reading path as like a map, but the map is always being updated and changed based on the future path that has since been dug or created. So that's my big piece of advice. Go back and recreate your website again and again, update it, revise it based on not only the new content, but also based on the reading path that you aim for your users to take up. All right. So once again, if you want to get into contact with me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. And my Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. My Twitter handle is @MirrorSophistry. And I am your host, John Robert Gallagher. Thank you for listening to Latent Branding, everybody. Have a good one.